Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Market Trader Training Podcast. I'm Scott Pack, along with Jim Short. And each week, we're going to tell you how to triple your income and double your time off, which obviously means make a lot of money without having to break your back. Hey, Jim, how are you doing today?
Very well, sir. And I'm glad to be alive.
Yeah. Well, you were just telling me before we went on the air some amazing statistics, and I think you like to call it the difference between fast food retirement and fine dining retirement. But you came up with some statistics when it came to retirement that I've never heard before, and I think that we should start off sharing these because to me they're absolutely amazing and show me why I need to really make sure that I'm prepared for an early retirement.
Well, thank you very much. This came out from the Nobel laureate, Dr. Leo Esaki, won the Nobel Prize, but he's entitled Innovations and Evolution, Reflections on a Life and Research in the University of Texas at Dallas in the afternoon of February 23, 2002. But his findings are specific. He found that the pension funds of many large corporations, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, AT&T, Lucent Technology, etc., have been overfunded because many late retirees who keep on working into their old age and retire later at the age of 65 tend to die within 2 years after their retirement. Now, this is spectacular because I used to teach school in Greater Vancouver, and I remember someone telling me that teachers who retire at the age of 65, 72% of them do not draw 12 monthly checks.
Wow.
And then what happens is that by the time this study has also pointed out is that most of them are dead by the age of 67.
So people that in Boeing and AT&T and these other companies who say, I'm not taking early retirement, I'm going to work up to age 65, then they retire, they don't make it to age 67.
Exactly. Exactly. And what I've been saying is that people are dying to retire. So it's a tragic circumstance that people have worked 30, 35 years getting to that magic number of 85 or 90 and find themselves dead before, within 72% of them are dead within a year.
So what happens if you retire early?
Well, that's the beauty of it. If you retire at the age of 55 or earlier, okay, on average,
I've got hope.
Yes. You, on average, you'll live to the age of 85. So if you retire at the age of 40 at 50, on average, your death will be 86. If you retire at the age of 55, on average, it'll be about 83.2 years.
Okay.
So the earlier you retire, the longer you will live. It's as simple as that. And, you know, one of the things that we always talk about is that what you do some of the time, you do all the time. And one of the results of Dr. Saki's study was the most precious, creative, and innovative period in your life is the 10-year period around the age of 32.
So 32 to 42.
Yes. You have to plan your career path to this precious 10-year period wisely and effectively to produce your greatest achievement in life. So when you get older, you have to plan so that you have a chance to get out of the pressure cooker of working. So basically what happens is for every year you work past 55, you're subtracting 2 years of your life.
Hmm. Wow.
Now, it's spectacular information.
And, of course, we are talking on average here. I'm sure there will be someone who can come up to us and say, well, I retired at 65 and I'm now 90.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the it's a bell curve, right?
Exactly.
And if so many people, to think that huge companies like AT&T and Boeing have, these massive pension funds that are not being drawn down because all these people that were supposed to be living the good life after age 65 have passed on.
Yes.
That's a massive number of people.
But the other thing about it is it's not just about retirement. This is about people that are working at every age of their life. They have to be in a position where you're not working hard all the time. You have to be in a position where you're tripling your income basically tripling your income and doubling your time off, or tripling your time off. And, right. and he said, well, how can you do that? Well, that's why we're having this podcast, is that exactly. there are ways to do it. But if you think that you're going to – I don't know how many stories I've heard from you. I think you told me a story about someone you knew who had been in the school district. And
that's right. This was like 30 years ago when I was – or longer.
Yes.
You know, I was one of my best friends and I went to junior high together, went to high school together, and right around getting out of high school, his dad retired.
Yes.
And he was the janitor at the local school.
Yes.
Did, you know, was very meticulous, was very proud of the job he did,
yes.
all that sort of thing. And when he was 67 years old, he retired at 65. I don't think he actually made it to 67, but around 67, he got ill. His son came in from, he was living in another town, came into town, spent a couple days with him, and just was basically was goodbye, and then he died. And it was just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it.
You see, I've heard this story. So many people who I mentioned this to have said, I know somebody that happened to.
Mm-hmm.
But when they told me this at the North Vancouver School Board, the personnel development had said this, I said, that can't be true. I mean, this doesn't make any sense that 72% of the retirees aging do not draw 12 monthly checks. I had to think about it. You mean there's something wrong with the pension plan? No, they're dead. So, you know, all this thing that we're working about, that we're worried about, you know, should I cut my hair, let it grow, they're just working on all these little things that are not important.
Yeah.
And the most important thing in your life is having some kind of retirement and some kind of relaxation. They're not getting it.
And what you're really talking about is financial freedom.
Yes.
Right, Jim?
Yeah.
I mean, really, to not have to worry about paying the rent or paying the kids university or any of all those things that we have to worry about, or even, you know, if my coworkers don't like me sort of thing.
Yes.
Those are all stresses that build up. And I guess when you hit that 55 to 65 range, you become less and less, I don't know, actually, we don't know why it happens,
no,
right?
Like, this is just the facts. I mean, and we don't care why it happens. All we know is this is what happens. You know,
right.
It's like dealing in the market. We don't care why the market's going up or down. If it's going up, we go long. If it's going down, we go short. Who cares why? You know,
that's right.
One of the things that we're clear about here is that we have to make changes in our life now. Whether you're, as it points out, if you're 32, this is the time to make the changes. Not when you're, you can make the changes when you're older, but you have to make changes and start changing how you're operating. Because, you know, more people are working harder and harder with taxes and all the rest of it, trying to just break even. And they finally said, I made it to retirement, and they find that within a year or two, they're dead. Or the families find out within a year or two they're dead. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. It really is insane.
No, and most people don't. Anybody I tell this to, first of all, they don't believe me. They're skeptical. I think when I told you, you were skeptical.
Well, actually, you were showing me the presentation that you put together, and I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, wow, this is amazing. I can't, like, where did you get this from? And so you had mentioned Boeing and their overfunded pension, so I did a Google search on it, and we came up with
the Nobel laureate, Dr. Leo Osaki. It's all here. And I had gotten this information years ago, but I didn't have the source in, but I'm going to put the source in now. And so this is documented information. It's we're not making this up. And as soon as you start talking to people in your own surroundings, whether it's your parents or whatever, you'll find that this is going on all the time. It's crazy. And, you know,
right.
what's happened with real estate going down and all the rest of it, people the difficulties that are going on with the stock market and all the rest of it, people don't realize that you can still make money. This is a tremendous opportunity to make money.
Right.
So really, what we're doing is we've established what the problem is, and there is a solution.
That's right. That's right. And maybe we should spend a few minutes now. This is, of course, our first podcast, just talking a little bit about the solution, because as you've mentioned, the stock market's been doing some wild and crazy things, you know, dropped 30, 40, maybe 50% by the time you've heard this.
Right.
And most people are like running for the hills and thinking the sky is falling. And I know that you and I are looking at this and going, wow, like look at all the money we're making, right?
Yeah, no, this is a tremendous opportunity to make money. Because, you know, one of the things that I realize is that you can make money when the market goes down. And mm-hmm. and what we do is you can go short or you can buy puts, dealing with options. So
right.
options are derivatives. And if the market is going down, you can buy puts, and you can do very, very well.
So, Jim, just for those of us that are maybe not quite clear on what an option is, can you give us like an example of an option?
Sure. It's an option is – I'll give you an example in real estate. Let's say that you go, well, I'll talk about insurance. Maybe I'll do that first. When you go in to buy insurance, you have car insurance, and you bought a brand new car, and you spent $60,000 for it. And before you can drive it off the lot, you have to go in and get some insurance. So they might say, that's $2,000 for the insurance. You actually bought a put. So that if you bought your brand new car and you drove it around the block and totaled it, you could come back to the insurance company. And
so the value of the car went from $60,000 to zero, basically.
Yeah,
right?
the car went back from $60,000 down to nothing.
Right, and just like my stock might have been $50 and now it's at $20.
Yeah,
right?
Or it'd same. Be like Bear Stearns. It went from $100 down to $2. You know, I mean,
right.
it's the key is if you have puts when the market, it's protected you so that when you had that accident, you could go back and you could protect your investment.
Right.
So that when you buy a put, you expect to protect yourself on the downside. Now, when you buy a put means put down, so that it's a derivative, and for about 1% of the actual value of the stock, you can have a position. So that if you buy your insurance for a year, you're protected for a year, but your insurance will expire.
So if I, just to go back to Bear Stearns, if I was a conservative investor, I should have got insurance. And the way I could have got insurance is I would have bought, you know, 1,000 shares of Bear Stearns.
Or you bought 10 bought puts. If you'd have bought 10 puts, you'd have made a huge amount of money.
I made way more than what I lost.
Yeah. Well, as the market went down, you'd have made a huge amount of money.
Right. And I wouldn't have had to worry about my stock.
No. No. So, now, the same thing is true on, so there are derivatives. And because you only are spending about 1-2% of the actual value of the stock or of the insurance, if the market goes against you, 1-2%, you have a chance of getting 100% return on your money
right.
in a day or two.
So it's a highly leveraged instrument.
Very highly leveraged. And, of course, everybody will say, well, gee whiz, yeah, but if it goes the opposite direction, then I'll lose money. But if you buy a call or a put, the most you can lose is what you put up for the option. So that
so whatever I spent on the option, that's the amount I can lose.
That's the max amount. So you have predetermined limited risk and unlimited profit potential until the stock reaches the zero value, as an example.
Right.
And the same. Wow. I can use an example of a call. Call means call up. You expect the market to go up. You know, people buy pre-builds. They go out and it's not such a good idea today, but two or three years ago, people were making a lot of money where they were building a new building and the selling apartments for, say, $300,000.
Right. People would actually buy a condo or something like 3 years before it would actually be built.
Yeah, but what they would do is they wouldn't put up the whole $300,000. They'd put up $5,000, $8,000. And they were actually buying a call. And when the building was finally built in 3 years, now that apartment that they got for $300,000 might be worth $400,000 or $500,000. right. and they would turn around and sell it. But all they put in was $5,000-$10,000.
So not bad. You put $5,000 or $10,000 in, and you make $100,000 profit.
Yes, yes. And so that was an example of buying a call, because you're expecting mm-hmm. the market to go up.
Right.
So can you do this all the time? Absolutely. So see, there's always the thing that always interested me was there's always a different way. Remember when you watch television and watch the shows and so on, people don't realize that we have options. Mm-hmm. And they don't see what the options are. And now, it's interesting I say that because we're talking about options on derivatives, on stocks, and so on. But there's always a different way to operate.
Just when you were talking about the TV, you were just reminding me of all the adventure shows where the hero is stuck, there's no way out, and he comes up with a new way to get out of his jam and save the day.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So he's being creative in a different way. I remember watching a show on, it was talking about all the women that were in prison for killing their spouses.
All the women that were in prison?
Prison for killing their spouses, okay. boyfriends, whatever. And in all the cases, the spouses and boyfriends had beaten them repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And in some particular action, they had killed the spouses and ended up in jail for from 20, this is an American presentation, 20 to 30 years. And they interviewed the warden and said, what is common about all these women that are, and because you felt sorry for the women, you could see that they had been abused, and said they didn't see what the options were. And what choices did they have? And I can see that, you know, if you've been beaten a lot and all the rest of it, you may not see the options. But what I'm trying to do when I talk about the classes that we have is that I'm showing people that there are alternatives. Because mm-hmm. we have to change our life, and we have to just, you know, it's, I use the example that if you're a ship's captain and you just change your course 1 or 2 degrees, you can end up in a completely different place.
That's right.
So I think that that people have to realize that, gee whiz, if my health is good now and I'm feeling strong, I don't have to worry about a retirement and all the rest of it. That's when you have to make the changes. Now, you can make
that's
the
right.
changes when you're I've had people who've taken the class, as you have, Scott, and have all of a sudden their whole life changed because, remember, somebody come into one of the classes, and I said, how did you guys get here? And they said, well, you know, I talked to this lady, and I said, I know that lady. She was in the class 2 or 3 years ago. She worked at one of the local hospitals. And he said, that's right. And I said, I think she went, she started working part-time. He says, no, she's retired now. She quit. She quit. And I said, and all she does is trade. And I'd never heard very much from her after that. But there's an example of somebody who was in their 40s and was working at the hospital, not as a doctor or anything, but just working as a clerk, but working long hours and working shift work and all the rest of it. And she wanted to change her life. And just
right.
by starting trading and all the rest of it, she and I told her, I said, don't quit your job right away. Don't quit your day job. You know, I mean, it's
right.
But then she said, well, she says, I'm just going to work part time. And she, I remember her saying, I feel so much better just not working all the time, because
yeah.
she also had to work those 10, 12 hour shifts. And then she just quit, and she's. And so we ask people, how much money do you need a day in order for you to be happy? So that
right.
you can, you know, there's what you need and what you want. And some people say, well, you know, if I just had $500 a day, if I made $500, that would be good. But if you could make $500, could you make $1,000? Sure.
Yeah.
So I have students in the class, and I think you've talked to some of them.
Yeah.
Who made $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in a day, and they didn't.
Those
have
are good days.
Yeah, those are good days. But I mean, if you can average and make $500 to $1,000 a day, and certainly that's not going to put you in the south of France, but it would change your life.
Well, and if you could do it consistently, it would make for a very nice life.
Mm-hmm. And that's
most people don't make that in a day.
That's what we're working at is consistency. I think I told you a few weeks ago, at Christmas, because I live in Vancouver, and, you know, I live in Vancouver. I love the rain and it's every maneuver. I have to, you see, I live in Vancouver.
That's right.
But December 19th, I'm going to go to Hawaii for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. All of a sudden, things are a lot better there. It's a little sunnier, and there's some choices.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that when we look at trading the stock, you can trade the stocks and the options anywhere in the world.
Yes,
this
yes, you can.
Something that you yes, have you to do.
You can do it anywhere in the world, and the nice thing about it is that you do have control over you have choices. And I think that all the things that we, when I talk to people and say, what are the choices that we have? Do we have other choices that we could have, that we could make?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest thing is, so we're giving people an opportunity to see that there is a way to get out of their job and all the rest of it. I have a friend of mine who's a psychiatrist. I went to university with him. And he talked about, this is interesting, I should put this in my notes too, in my intro.
Right.
I could have him come actually talk to the class sometime. And he said that people come in and the biggest problem they have are, you know, all the stories are the same. He said the first one is dealing with workmates, dealing with work. You know, it's not the job so much as the people in the job.
Mm-hmm.
Coworkers
can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, coworkers. I mean, that's and you're dealing with people, and not only dealing with coworkers, but dealing with clients. You know, and just dealing with the public. It's not easy. And see, the other thing is that people dealing with spouses and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. The other one is dealing with financial problems. You know, we always talk about people with RRSPs and all the rest of it. And somebody asked me the other day, what do you think about RRSPs or the Canadian retirement or the
IRAs?
Yeah. And what happens is that no one ever expects to die. No one ever expects to get sick. No one ever expects to get fired. No one ever expects to lose their job.
Yeah.
And what happens is that I've got to get that information out, and maybe we can look for that after, Scott, where is that more than 55% of the people who retire or cash in their RSPs cash it in at a higher rate than if they paid the tax in the first place.
Right.
Interesting. So that, but you can also trade stocks inside your retirement account and make money with it.
Right.
But anyway, well, the whole point of it is in dealing with this, my friend, the psychiatrist. He said that, you know, if you can eliminate your work situation and the financial problem and all the rest of it, you know, your life can get a lot better very, very quickly.
That's right. Of course, one of the biggest areas of stress for most people is trying to pay all their monthly bills and that causes a lot of breakups in relationships, for sure.
Yeah. So the financial may be the major part of it, but it's reflected in how you're dealing. And of course, you're having trouble trying to keep your kids happy and so on. I have children that I have a 17-year-old daughter, and she's going to London this at Christmas, and then going over to Paris with one of her friends, and you know, I'm able to make that happen for her.
Right.
And
I have one of my sons. He's in Montreal now. He's a musician, and he loves playing, and he's been there 4 months now, and it's amazing that he's just having a great time.
No, it's wonderful. And does he speak French?
He did do some French immersion, and he's there hoping to improve his French as well. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I think these are opportunities for people to change their life.
Yeah. And so, Jim, I think this is probably a really good spot for us to stop our inaugural podcast episode.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
next time I think we'll get into some more of the nuts and bolts of how people can actually do the trading and that sort of stuff. But I thought it might be good for you to give everybody the web address, so if somebody wants to know more about the stocks and options and the training programs that you've got available, they can find out more about them.
Yeah, it's www.markettradertraining.com. So just www.market, M-A-R-K-E-T, trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G.com.
Awesome. And if you're interested in more of our podcasts as we come out with them, you can head over to markettradertraining.podomatic.com and listen to all the different episodes there, because we're going to go into all sorts of information about the markets and stocks and options and what's going on and which way you should be thinking and hopefully also sharing some of your student success stories as well, Jim.
I'd love to do that. Now, the other thing is my email address is jim@markettradertraining.com.
Great. Yeah, so email Jim if you have any questions, and we'll you may not have time to answer them all, depending on how many you get, Jim, but we'll certainly answer them during the podcast.
Very good.
Thank you very much,
Scott.
Thanks, Jim, and thank you for joining us, everybody. You've been listening to the Market Trader Training Podcast, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.